have the drive to create things. You're a writer, a photographer, a musician, a maker. You're ready to make things happen.
But chasing creative isn't always easy. Your time and energy go to your work, your family, and your life. Is it really possible to make space for the creative in your everyday?
Here at the Chasing Creative Podcast, we believe you can. We're everyday creatives who have insights and action steps you can take today to make your creative plans happen.
I'm Ashley Brooks, a freelance writer and editor at Brooks Editorial and a work-at-home mom of three. I spend my creative time working on a novel and occasionally doing some knitting.
And I'm Abigail Krebs, the writer and photographer behind Inkwells and Images. I'm also a work-at-home mom of one, learning to balance work and home and trying to find a little bit of time to work on something just for fun.
And you're listening to the Chasing Creative Podcast. Hello, and welcome to a somewhat unusual episode of Chasing Creative. Abby and I originally had a guest episode planned to release this month, but then a global pandemic happened. So instead, we wanted to take a few minutes to address the massive changes many of us have experienced in our daily lives and to give you some encouragement about your creativity, no matter what that looks like these days. It's just me, Ashley, recording this episode solo for you today because Abby welcomed a new baby girl in January and is still on maternity leave. She did help me gather ideas and resources for this episode behind the scenes, so although you won't be hearing her voice right now, she is here with us in spirit. And because anything goes when you're trying to navigate a world in crisis, I'm coming at you from my car, parked in my driveway, because it's the only place quiet enough to record a podcast episode right now. So, this episode of Chasing Creative is not quite the same as what you're used to hearing from us, but we are still so thankful to have you along as listeners. So let's talk for a minute about creativity in the time of COVID-19. Your life has probably been turned upside down by this virus, and if you spend any amount of time on the internet, you've seen all sorts of advice about making things with all of that quote-unquote extra time you have now. Maybe you've seen that meme about how Shakespeare wrote an entire play during quarantine from the plague. And then maybe you also saw all the angry responses to that meme about how Shakespeare wasn't writing King Lear while also trying to work from home, homeschool his kids, or navigate applying for unemployment while counting down the days nervously until rent is due. Here's the thing. There's not a wrong way to be creative during a pandemic. If you're someone who suddenly has more time than before, and you are motivated to focus on your creative work, then that's really awesome. That's great for you. But if you're someone who is weighed down by anxiety and are unable to concentrate and are struggling to even do basic tasks, that's okay too. The most important part of your creativity is not how productive you are. So wherever you fall on that spectrum, from Shakespeare-like writing abilities to barely able to keep your house functional, we want to offer you the perspective of creativity as self-care. You probably have extra things on your plate, whether that's suddenly learning to homeschool, using unfamiliar technology to try to do your job from home, sharing your space 24/7 with a spouse or roommate without any time to yourself, or maybe you're navigating the deep isolation of living alone in a time when community looks really different than it ever has before. In a time like this, your creativity should be a balm for you. It should not be another burden or a task on your to-do list. No one needs more pressure on themselves right now. Instead of focusing on how much you can get done, think about the creative projects that make you feel most like yourself. Reach for things you can do together with others, either those who live with you or maybe using Skype to co-work on a project with a friend online, like video calling together while you both knit or paint or something like that. Think about creative projects that bring you a sense of calm or joy. Think about things that are a challenge for you, that require lots of focus, and can help you keep your mind off the news when you need a break. This is going to look different for everybody, but for me, that means I've been setting my novel aside for the time being. There was just too much pressure there for me to meet a word count and for those words to be good, and I just did not have the brain space to concentrate on it like I wanted to. So instead, I have been using sidewalk chalk with my kids and knitting while I watch happy sitcoms that I've seen a million times before. And I've gotten back to my old routine of making our sandwich bread every week. And I've been doing so much light, fluffy reading that does not require a lot of brain power to keep my mind from becoming overwhelmed. This season of life is weird and scary, and we don't know how long it's going to last. So we've rounded up some resources from our past podcast guests to help you find some encouragement and support in getting through each day. None of these resources are sponsored, and they will all be linked in the show notes. And I'll also add links for each of the episodes that these guests originally appeared on in case you want to go back and listen to them. So first up is Sarah Von Bargen from the Yes and Yes blog, who was our podcast guest this past December. Sarah has several books and courses that can help you stay sane and manage your life better during this time. The No Grocery Challenge is a digital guide and cookbook of hers that teaches you how to make quick, delicious meals using only the ingredients you already have on hand, which is very helpful when you have no idea what's going to be in stock at your grocery store. She also has an ebook and audiobook called Bank Boost that's designed to help you be intentional about the money you spend so you can, in her words, put your money where your happy is. And she also runs Bank Boost as a live course, and the next version that she's working on creating right now is going to have strategies specific to managing your money during a recession. So for sure, those resources are very, very helpful during this time. Elise Blaha-Kripe, a two-time podcast guest and the creator of the beloved Get to Work book that Abby and I both use as our day planners, has begun using the strategy of choosing just three things per day to focus on as a way to keep herself grounded and give herself energy without becoming overwhelmed by a long to-do list. So she has these amazing templates on her Instagram stories. She's at Elise Joy on Instagram, and you can go grab those templates from her and share your three things with others, or follow along with her and see what three things she's choosing. It's a really nice way to connect with other people and to see how just doing a couple of simple things every day can be enough to keep your world from feeling like it's totally off balance. Her new book, Big Dreams, Daily Joys, is also something that you might want to consider checking out. It's about setting goals, getting things done, and making time for the creative pursuits that matter to you. And there is a whole lot of good advice in there about mindset work and only doing what you're able to take on at a certain time. And she also has an e-course called Encouraging Creative Kids that can be very, very helpful if you are suddenly home with young kids all the time and you need some ideas for how to keep them occupied so that everybody's not just frustrated being in the same space together. And speaking of keeping kids occupied, children's author and illustrator Jane Heinrichs, who joined us on the podcast in 2018 to talk about creativity in place, has some adorable free coloring printables available to download that we will, of course, link to in the show notes, and she's adding more regularly. I've already printed out several for my kids, and I'm not going to lie, I took one to color myself too because coloring is such a great stress reliever. So that's a great way to shake up an afternoon where everyone is headed towards a meltdown and you just need something to reset everybody back to quiet and calm. Jessica Abel, who is sort of our creativity guru these days, she wrote the book Growing Gills that completely changed the way that Abby and I approach our big creative projects, namely those novels that we have finally decided to dust off and give some attention to. Growing Gills is going to be free on Kindle from April 2nd to the 4th, which is not a huge window. If you're listening to this the day it releases, it is April 2nd, so you've still got a couple days to sign up through the link that we've got in our show notes. And she's going to be running a live book club for several weeks, starting Monday, April 6th. And that book club is going to walk you through Growing Gills, and Jessica will be there to support you and keep you accountable to your creative goals. If you're not sure how this book can support you in your creative work, I would recommend listening to the original interview that we did with Jessica, and then also the follow-up episode that Abby and I recorded, where we talked a lot about the book itself and how we were able to apply that to our own creative projects, and those will both be linked, of course, in the show notes. Kendra Adachi is a past guest who is best known as the Lazy Genius, where she teaches people to be geniuses about things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And her entire podcast is such a goldmine of resources for things like planning dinner and keeping your house clean without going crazy, both of which are really helpful things to know how to do right now. But her recent episode, A Pep Talk for Being Stuck, was tailor-made to encourage you no matter what your situation is right now as we are living through this pandemic. Nicole Galata, author of Eat This Poem and Wild Words, is hosting a haiku challenge during the month of April over on Instagram. So you can check out her Instagram at Nicole Galata for all the details and use the hashtag 30 Days of Haiku Challenge to be inspired by others' haikus or to share your own. And the 100 Days Project is also starting up soon on Tuesday, April 7th. If you've been wanting a creative project to take your mind off the state of the world, but you just aren't sure where to start, this is a really low-key way to set some goals for yourself and participate in an online community without necessarily feeling a ton of pressure or like you have to produce something perfect. Your project can be as big or as little as you want it to be, and then you follow along on Instagram with the hashtag #100dayproject and post your work and see what others are up to. Abby and I have chosen some very low-key projects in the past for this project that might also be inspirational to you. So you can hear us talk more about that in episode 7 of season 4, Creative Challenges, which will be linked in the show notes. And then Abby and I have also done a couple podcast episodes that, strangely enough, seem like they can be applied to the world we're living in right now, even though when we recorded them, things were very, very different. So we wanted to link those in the show notes as well. Way back in 2018, we did an episode called Creating in the Chaos, and we recorded that one right before I went on maternity leave with my third baby. And although we are talking to chaos in terms of building a house and having babies rather than surviving a global pandemic, we do talk a lot in that episode about giving ourselves grace and knowing when to push through versus when to give yourself a break, which is definitely something that you can apply in today's circumstances. And then way back in season 5, we chatted with Addie Zierman about creativity, burnout, and a new way of looking at self-care that she calls resourcing. And that's really where the gold is. Her advice about resourcing instead of typical self-care is a really great way to shift your mindset. And I think that that type of caring for yourself is something that everybody really, really needs right now. And of course, no episode of Chasing Creative would be complete without Mini Book Club. So we have rounded up some of our past favorites that might be good to look back on right now. First up is, of course, the book we talk about all the time, Essentialism by Greg McKeown. So the word essential is getting thrown around a lot right now with essential versus non-essential workers, and everyone's lives have sort of been stripped down to just their essential parts, sometimes even less than the essential parts. There are people who need to work and are not able to right now, and we think that revisiting essentialism can be a really good way to remind yourself of what things you truly do want to focus on and what things do matter most to you when everything else in life has been stripped away and you're truly down to just bare bones. Spark by Andrea Debink, who is also a past Chasing Creative guest, is a really wonderful book that is geared specifically towards young girls, but I think adults can benefit from it too. And it's about finding and harnessing your own creative power. She walks kids through it step by step with this beautiful book and beautiful illustrations. I would highly recommend it if you have kids at home who are maybe wanting to do more creative projects, maybe aren't sure where to start, maybe they are feeling kind of insecure about their creativity. But even if you yourself need a little creative boost, I think Spark is just such a joyful and practical book that it would be a huge mood booster. Liturgy of the Ordinary by Tish Harrison Warren is another book that Abby and I both really, really enjoy. In this book, the author walks you through various ordinary, small, simple parts that happen in pretty much everybody's day, even right now in the midst of COVID-19. Things like making tea, waking up, getting ready for bed, having dinner, just all of these basic parts of life that are still there, even though our routines are very deeply shaken right now. And she connects them back to being intentional and using these fence posts in your day as a way to communicate and commune with God. Keep Going by Austin Kleon is another wonderful book that I have not read yet, but Abby has, and she has only wonderful things to say about it. The subtitle is 10 Ways to Stay Creative in Good Times and Bad. And if that doesn't sound like it was written just for us in this very moment in history, then I don't know what does. And then we would also recommend some basic comfort reading, the books that you grew up on and that always just make you feel like you're home. Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Anne of Green Gables, the favorite classics and books that you read when you were younger that just make you feel better, regardless of how awful and upside down things might seem in the world around you. Abby also added to suggest here that even classic comics that don't need to take up a lot of attention span, which I love this idea. She's been reading Calvin and Hobbes over at her house, and you know, it's that comfort food, and it's easy, and it's simple, and if anything, I think this list of books just shows us how much art really does matter, and how much it encourages us and inspires us and helps us as a community when things are not the way that we wish they were. As always, thank you for listening. Abby and I hope that this episode finds you and yours safe, healthy, and resilient as we all adapt to a new normal for the coming months. Thanks for listening to the Chasing Creative Podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, be sure to stop by chasingcreative.com to check out the show notes, catch up on past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you'd leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also join in the creative conversation by finding us on Instagram at Abigail E. Krebs or at Ashley Brooks Writes, or by using the hashtag ChasingCreative on Twitter or Instagram.
If you have any feedback for us, drop us a line at chasingcreativepodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, go chase what makes you creative.